April 9, 1925, Jesus binds the soul with the thread of his will. Beauty of one who does it. State of the world. How the acts done in the divine will become a cloud of light. After many days of bitterness and of privation, my sweet Jesus carried me outside of myself, and taking me in his arms, he placed me on his knees. Oh, how happy I felt on the lap of Jesus, after so many privations and bitternesses. However, I felt shy, without a desire for anything, or to say anything, and without my usual familiarity of the past, which I used to have with Jesus when he was with me. In the meantime, Jesus was doing so many things to me, he squeezed me so tightly to himself as to make me suffer. He placed his hand on my mouth, almost preventing me from breathing. He kissed me. And I, nothing. I gave him nothing in return, I didn't feel like doing anything. His privation had paralyzed me and made me lifeless. I just let him do, without opposing anything. Even if he had made me die, I would not have said a word. Then, wanting me to say something, Jesus told me, "My little daughter, tell me this at least, do you want your Jesus to bind you all over?" And I, "Do as you wish." And he, taking a thread in his hand, passed it around my head, before my eyes, my ears, my mouth, my neck, in sum, my whole person, down to my feet. Then, looking at me with penetrating eyes, added, "How beautiful is my little daughter, all bound by me. Now, yes, I will love you more, because the thread of my will has left you nothing to do, without becoming life of all of yourself. This has made you so gracious as to render you all striking and beautiful to my eyes. My will has this virtue and power, to give to the soul a beauty so rare, so precious, that no one else will be able to equal her beauty. And it is so great and so charming as to draw my eyes, and the eyes of all, to admire her and to love her." After he said this, I found myself inside myself, comforted and strengthened, yes, but highly embittered, thinking who knows when he would come back, and that I had told him not even a word about my heart state. So I started to fuse myself in his most holy will, and my adorable Jesus came out from within my interior, forming a cloud of light around me. Jesus leaned his arms on this cloud, and looked at the whole world, at all creatures. Oh, how many offenses, from all classes of people, came before his most pure gaze, and wounded my sweet Jesus. How many plots? How many deceptions and pretenses? How many machinations of revolutions, ready for unexpected incidents? And all this drew the chastisements of God, and entire cities were destroyed. My sweet Jesus, leaning on that cloud of light, shook his head and remained embittered, down to the intimate place of his heart. And turning to me, told me, "My daughter, look at the state of the world. It is so grave that I can look at it only through this cloud. If I wanted to look at it outside of this cloud, I would destroy a great part of it. But do you know what this cloud of light is? It is my will operating in you, and your acts done in it. The more acts you do in it, the larger this cloud of light becomes, serving as my support, and to let me look with that love with which my will created man. It forms an enchantment to my loving eyes, and making present to me all that I did for love of him, makes a merciful will arise within my heart. And I end up feeling compassion for the one whom I love so much. To you, then, this cloud of light serves in a marvelous way. It serves as light for all of your being. It places itself around you, and it renders the earth alien to you. It allows no taste, even innocent, for people or other things, to enter into you. And forming a sweet enchantment also to your eyes, it allows you to look at things according to the truth, and in the same way as your Jesus looks at them. If it sees you weak, this cloud besieges you and gives you its fortitude. If it sees you inactive, it enters into you and becomes operative. Even more, it is jealous to the highest degree with its light, acting like a sentry, so that you may do nothing without it, and it may do nothing without you. Therefore, my daughter, why do you afflict yourself so much? Let my will work in you, and let it concede not one act of life to your will which is not in me, if you want my great designs to be fulfilled within you.